All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'll tell you. You know, Sully, I spoke with Roberto this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm having him get a list together of when we're all back together and when he's back in the mix doing ridiculous songs. We are updating an At Mike Sullivan song.
All right. I like it.
It has to happen.
It has to be updated because actually my handle on Twitter is At Mike Sullivan, but my handle on Instagram, At Mike Sullivan, was taken. So it had to be At Mike W. Sullivan. It was taken.
Oh, Michael Walter Sullivan.
William, actually. Named after my grandfather. But I actually couldn't do Mike
Heard
Sullivan
he was a real
six.
Peach.
Oh, he's dude. He's a legend. He's a great guy.
I'm kidding. Relax.
I couldn't do Mike Sullivan 6. I had to do Mike W. Sullivan. So, yes, we do need an update.
Give me some of the ticket text on what I just read regarding the NFL. We'll get the people. We'll get a blitz later in the hour. I also have to tell you, I paid a dear, dear price. Having my wife select the movie we were going to watch the other night. Oh,
what was it?
My God. May have been the single worst film I have ever watched. But it's gotten me major programming leverage this week.
What was it?
I will talk about it in a little while.
Oh, I was going to guess.
No, let's do it at 4 o'clock. I want to continue. We got a lot of good sports stuff to do. Mike, I can't even begin to describe the level of awful this film
is. Is it a newer one?
Last few years, yes.
Gotcha.
Critically
right.
acclaimed, you know, a big name actor. Absolutely atrocious.
Wow.
Best way I can put it. Atrocious. Carry on.
Well, at least. At least Billions returned yesterday, which was incredible.
Bobby Axelrod.
I have so many theories for this new season that I will get into off air. But
What the hell's the difference? We can get into them on air, too. I'm not going to ruin it for the people.
Yeah.
We can discuss. I know I've got a cocktail hour set up with you and Kyle later this week. And
yeah,
we'll do our Billions after show. I will tell you, we're not off to a good start in the final season. Did not like episode one.
Really?
Look, we'll do it. We'll do it in our personal Billions break.
I think it's going to get crazy this season. I really
do.
Yeah,
we'll get to it then. Ticket text, please.
Guys, completely disagree. I'm a fan of all sports. Football is my favorite, followed by baseball. I do not want sports returning with no fans, period.
But what you need to answer for is then you're willing to have no sports? What sense does that make? I mean, think about it on this level. If you bring sports back, we can bet on games again. That alone is worth its weight in gold.
And let me just reference what I was mentioning. Let's see here. ESPN survey this morning. The approval number, 76% when participants were asked if they support the return of sports without fans in the stands if players were kept in hotels and their contact with others was closely monitored. So 76% approved of that.
And listen, you're going to get into a fight with players because they're going to want to make their money. The owners aren't going to want to pay players who don't play. You got to find a happy medium here.
Here's another text. Guys, I absolutely want sports back at all costs. If there's no fans at first, then so be it. I still want sports back. Next text. Sports with no fans are no sports at all. It's nowhere near the same thing. The crowd and the fans are what makes sports what they are. I do not want sports returning until stadiums can be full.
Okay, well, I'll be honest. I'd love to talk to those people because I just think you are in a vast, vast minority. How could you possibly want to forego sports in sum total because it won't quite be the same? Like, I don't get that. I just don't.
I'll certainly read this one from Brad in Northville. Mike, I know you're not a huge golf guy, but do you think it's ridiculous that pro golf is not played right now? It's a sport that can absolutely be played without fans right now.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Totally agree. Mike, and again, I just have a different viewpoint on what sports means to this country, what it means to the escapism that we all crave and need. And I'm not going to sit here and act like, you know, golf can save the world. It can't. But any semblance of regular that we can get, I'm trying to get. And look, to me, you got to explain how golf shouldn't be played with no fans.
Right.
You play it, you televise it, you put it in the mix. Like, what am I supposed to tell you? Tell me why it's not safe. I guess I don't understand.
No, it absolutely is. And it should be something, I know they're returning soon, but it should be something that the tour is doing because, as we talked about with NHL, it's a chance to get a ton of new eyeballs on your sport because people are dying to watch something. My God,
correct.
David told me the other day, you know, Hatchett said the other day, if NASCAR returns, I'll watch that. And he hates NASCAR.
I hate it.
So it's speaking to the fact of, yes, if these sports were choosing to return and do so safely, obviously, they would get a ton of new eyeballs that they probably wouldn't otherwise have. But people are also texting in. Let's see, our local teams are way ahead of the curve with no fans. We never have any fans in our stadiums.
Well, yeah, and I know that joke's been made a million times, but guess what? He's right. Watch a Pistons Magic game on a Tuesday night. Tell me how big a role the fans play.
Yep.
I'm being serious, though.
For anyone texting in that they would not watch sports without fans are acting irrational right now. We would all take sports with no fans. It is better than nothing. Stop acting like you need fans in order to return. Mike, there's a huge difference. I think that I would still watch sports with no fans, but people need to also realize that sports will, in fact, be different with no fans. It will directly factor into the gameplay, not having those type of atmospheres and environments.
Okay, I agree. I've never argued. I don't care. Let me just be very clear. I don't care. I want to see the best athletes in the world do what they do best. And frankly, that's entertain me. That's all I care about. I mean, it just is what it is.
Guys, I could take sports with no fans for a small period of time. I'm so bored with sports and the replays. I sadly bet on the virtual Kentucky Derby, but was something to watch and gamble on. That's from Curtis.
But see, I got to be honest, Curtis. You know, the virtual Derby, if you're not taking Secretariat, you don't know what you, it was ridiculous. Secretariat at 3-1? Nobody was beating Secretariat. I don't care he got up in the last few steps on the computer simulation. His heart was like three times the size of a regular horse. ESPN was never going to have any other horse but Secretariat win that thing. Now, I don't know where you could bet on it, but I wish I did.
They played the movie Secretariat on Friday. Of course they were going to have that horse win.
You know, David, do you remember when they did Sports Century and they did the athlete countdown in the mid-90s?
Yes, I remember.
And Secretariat was on the list, and everyone freaked out.
How could like you put a horse on the list of best athletes?
Right. Like, if Stephen A. Smith existed in 1995, his skull would have exploded live on TV.
I remember that.
I mean, that was like controversy city. 248-539-9797. Go ahead, Mike, quickly.
I'm not watching college football without fans. I watch other sports, but that's the one that I refuse to watch without fans. It would make a huge difference.
Okay. Let me tell you what I think's going to happen with that. And Mike, Friday, obviously, you had a day off. I know you played 72 holes of golf. I think the SEC is doing some powerful signaling. Today, the Big Ten did some signaling of their own. Let me tell you what I think's going to happen. I'm going to make you a deal. You tell me if you take it.
Sounds
we'll do
good.
It next.
Yes, sir.
97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.